A few years ago, Octavia Estelle Butler won the MacArthur Grant, what they call the Genius Award. And now, here is her Hugo and Nebula Award-winning novelette, Bloodchild.
Hello?
God?
My last night of childhood began with a visit home.
How is everything, Mom?
Oh, well, you know, the farm's a little rocky.
My mother looked older than she should have.
We may have to sell off a third.
But I didn't say anything.
Just to get by.
What about you? How are you doing?
Brother and sister coming in from the town.
Rocky! Wow! I'm strangers!
Alone, I hope, and still in one piece.
My older brother, Key. We'd been close when we were kids, but something had happened to him when he reached adolescence. And now he looked at me in a way that made me all but hate him. A way that clearly said, as long as I was all right, he was safe.
Mr. Gon, the outside has done you good.
My sister, Xuan Hua.
Yeah, but you're still too thin.
That's what Tagatoi says.
Is Tagatoi with you?
She'll be in directly. She had to stop by to see one of her constituents.
Why did you have to bring her here?
Key, honestly.
She brought me, actually.
Key, I will not have Tagatoi disparaged in this house.
She's just a big, ugly worm.
She's a big, important worm. She protects us.
She uses us.
She's our friend. Family.
That's right. It's an honor that such a person has chosen to come into this family.
She had her pick of everyone in the preserve, and she chose Gon.
She didn't choose anybody. Mom gave him to her.
Key!
Gave the little baby boy to the big ugly worm.
I think she's beautiful.
So do I. I wish she had chosen me.
She chose this family. Created this family. Introduced me to your father.
Her father, too. Or should I say mother?
That's enough. And you, Gon, I told you to take care of her. Have you been taking care of her?
I try.
Oh, now you treat her with respect. You hear me, Key?
If she brings egg, I'll kiss all 12 of her feet.
I bet you will.
Gatoi!
Greetings, everyone.
Oh, welcome.
Gatoi is Tlik. In fact, the Tlik government official in charge of the preserve. Thus, she is the most important of her kind to deal directly with Terrans, those two-legged descendants of refugees from the planet Earth. Humans, as they call themselves. Or rather, as we call ourselves.
You got any of those eggs with you?
Shh! What did I tell you, Key?
As a matter of fact, I happen to have brought two fresh sterile eggs. One for my protege, Gon. Take it, young man.
Thank you.
And one for the rest of you to share.
One for the three of us?
I'd be happy to share mine.
No. I want you to have all of it.
Here, Key, you and Hua take this. I don't want any.
Trophic eggs. Unfertilized eggs of the Tlik. Have strange effects on human physiology. For one thing, they're a strong intoxicant. For another, they prolong life. My mother rarely indulged. I often wonder why.
There's plenty for the two of us, Key. Shut up and pinch it open.
As was her habit when she came to visit, Tagatoi climbed onto one of her special couches and curled up there.
Gon, come over here and keep me warm.
Tagatoi liked our body heat and took advantage of it whenever she could. So I lay against her long velvet underside and sipped from my egg.
Gon's gonna get it tonight, I bet.
Shh.
Better him than me. Better anybody than me.
Key!
Let him talk, Nian. The egg has gone right to his head.
They say that the Tlik used to pick out the boys and the girls and pen them up in pairs and feed them nothing but eggs, so they couldn't help breeding. Is that true?
I have heard the same story.
Boy, what a life. That's what I want to do, just sip eggs and breed all day.
My mother sat watching everyone drifting and dreaming without her. Most of the time, she watched me.
You're finally gaining weight. Thinness is dangerous.
He's still too thin.
But better, don't you think? You could use a little more heft yourself, Lian.
My childbearing days have been over for a long time.
It has nothing to do with childbearing. It's a matter of health and well-being. Here, Lian. Would you like to have what's left of Gan's
egg? No. The eggs are for the children.
They are for the family. Please, take it.
Very well.
Unwillingly obedient, my mother took it from me and put it to her mouth. There were only a few drops left in the now shrunken elastic shell, but she squeezed them out, swallowed them, and after a few moments, some of the lines of tension began to smooth from her face.
Oh,
It's good. Sometimes I forget how good it is.
You should take more. Your late husband never refused one. And look how long he lived. And at a stage of life when most Terran men begin to shrivel up and die, he married you and fathered these children. Why are you in such a hurry to be old?
We don't want you to grow old, Mom.
I like being able to come here. This place is a refuge because of you. Yet you won't take care of yourself.
T'Gatoi was hounded on the outside. Her people wanted more of us Terrans made available. They didn't understand why there was a preserve, why they couldn't just have any Terran they wanted. It was a little frightening to know that only she stood between us and that desperation that could so easily swallow us. For I had lived with her on the outside. I had seen.
Go on, Dan. Sit down there with Ki and Hua and enjoy not being sober. You had most of the egg. Lien, come warm me.
My mother hesitated. Then she lay down against T'Gatoi, and the whole left row of T'Gatoi's limbs closed around her, holding her loosely but securely. I have always found it comfortable to lie that way, but except for Hua, no one else in the family like it. They said it made them feel caged.
Not enough egg, Lien. You should have taken it when it was passed to you. You need it badly now.
Ow! You stung me!
Yes. Yes, I did.
Why did you do that?
I could not watch you sitting and suffering any longer.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow, you will resume your suffering, if you must. But just now, just for now, lie here and warm me, and let me ease your way a little.
He's still mine, you know.
I know.
Nothing can buy him from me.
Nothing.
Did you think I would sell him for eggs? For long life? My son?
Not for anything.
I would like to have touched my mother. To have shared that moment with her. She would take my hand if I touched her now. Freed by the egg and the sting, she would smile and perhaps say things long held in. But tomorrow, she would remember all this as a humiliation. I did not want to be part of a remembered humiliation. Best just to be still. And know she loved me under all the duty and pride and pain.
Xuan Hua?
Hmm?
Hua, take off your mother's shoes. In a little while I'll sting her again and she can sleep.
All right.
You're going to sting me again?
Yes, Lien.
I'll sleep until tomorrow noon.
Good. You need it. When did you last sleep?
I should have stepped on you when you were small enough.
That was an old joke between them. They had grown up together, sort of. Though T'Gatoi had never, in my mother's lifetime, been small enough to step on. She was nearly three times my mother's age, yet would still be young when my mother died of age. But T'Gatoi and my mother had met when T'Gatoi was coming into a period of rapid development, a kind of T'lik adolescence. For a while, they developed at the same rate and had no better friends than each other.
Lien, can you stand up?
Stand? I thought I was going to sleep.
Later. Something sounds wrong outside.
What?
Up, Lien! I hear something out there.
Wait. I'll go. Whoops!
What's
the you?
She heard something or saw something.
She's coming back. Carrying something.
Hold the door open, Gan, and tell the family to stand back.
What is it?
In Tlik.
In Tlik? Here? Alone?
She brushed past me, carrying a man, unconscious, folded like a coat over some of her limbs.
He was trying to reach a call box, I suppose.
What the heck?
My God!
She put him on the floor and began stripping off his clothes.
Gan, go to the call box. Gan!
Senki. I'll stay here. Maybe I can help.
You don't want to see this. It will be hard. I can't help this man the way his clique can.
I know, but Senki, he won't want to help. I'm at least willing to try.
All right. Ki, go.
Ki, staring at the man on the floor with undisguised fear and revulsion, didn't argue. He stood up, swayed briefly, then steadied, frightened sober.
Gan.
Yeah.
Give me the man's ID armband there on the floor next to your foot.
Okay. Here.
Listen, Ki. This man's name is Bram Lomas. He needs Tecotkipte. Do you hear?
Yeah. Bram Lomas Tecotkipte. I'm going.
We should go too, Hua.
Anywhere here.
I want no argument from you this time, Gan.
What shall I do?
Go out and slaughter an animal that's at least half your size.
Slaughter? But I've never even...
Don't argue. Just do.
I got up, feeling stupid for having ignored her warning, and went into the kitchen. I thought maybe I could kill one of the Acti out back with a knife or an axe. I had never slaughtered an animal, had never killed anything. I'd spent most of my time with Tagatoy instead of learning the family business. She was right. I should have gone to the call box. At least I could do that. I opened a cabinet and from its hiding place pulled out the rifle my father had concealed there. Firearms were illegal in the preserve. I went out to the cages and picked out the biggest acti I could find. I put the acti's long, warm body over my shoulder, glad that some of the weight I'd gained was muscle, and took it into the kitchen. There I put the gun back in its hiding place. If Tagatoy noticed the acti's wounds and demanded the gun, I'd give it to her. Otherwise, let it stay where my father wanted it.
Gan! What's keeping you?
For several seconds, I stood in front of the closed door, wondering why I was suddenly afraid. I knew what was going to happen. I hadn't seen it before, but Gatoy had shown me diagrams and drawings. She had made sure I knew the truth as soon as I was old enough to understand it. Yet, I did not want to go into that room. I swallowed. I had not imagined a single moving of the feet could be so difficult. I realized I was trembling, and that shamed me. Shame impelled me through the door.
It's about time. What did you bring me?
An acti.
So I see. And a big one, too. Good.
Tagatoy extended claws from several of her limbs and slit the acti from throat to anus.
What's happening here?
Hold the man's shoulders, Gan. Quickly. If he comes to...
Gan, you hold his right side. I'll hold his left.
Mom, never mind. I'll do it. Don't worry. I won't shame you. You don't have to stay and watch.
I love you, Gan. You know that. I'm going up to my room.
Thank you, Gan. That one, she is always finding new ways for me to make her suffer.
He's waking up.
Bram, listen to me. I've stung you as much as I dare for now. When this is over, I'll sting you to sleep, and you won't hurt anymore.
No, please. Please wait.
There's no more time, Bram. I'll sting you as soon as it's over.
No, please.
When Tecotkipte arrives, she'll give you eggs to help you heal. It will be over soon.
Tecotkipte?
Soon, Bram. Gan, hold him down firmly.
I have him.
She placed a claw against his abdomen, slightly to the right of the middle, just below his ribs. There was movement on the man's right side. Tiny, seemingly random pulsations moving his brown flesh, creating a concavity here, a convexity there, over and over, until I could see the rhythm of it and knew where the next pulse would be. Tagatoy wound the rear section of her body around his legs. He might break my grip, but he would not break hers. He wept helplessly as she used his pants to tie his hands and pushed his hands above his head.
Now, Gan, kneel here on the cloth between his hands. That should pin them down sufficiently.
Like this?
That's it.
Why are you rolling up his shirt?
Bram, here. Open your mouth. Bite down on this.
Then she opened him up. I felt as though I were helping her torture him. Helping her consume him. I knew I would vomit soon. Didn't know why I hadn't already. I couldn't possibly last until she was finished.
There's the first grub.
The grub was fat and deep red with Bram's blood, both inside and outside.
It looks like we're just in time. It hasn't started eating its host yet.
Tagatoi picked up the writhing grub carefully and looked at it. It was limbless and boneless at this stage, perhaps 15 centimeters long and too thick, blind and slimy with blood.
A fine, healthy male. Let's just put it in the belly of the Akti, so it'll stay there and eat as long as there's anything to eat.
Tagatoi, Lomas has gone limp. Is he dead?
No, he only passed out. Good. I wish you Terrans could do that at will. Now, let's find the others.
Paler worms oozed to visibility in Lomas' flesh. I closed my eyes. It was worse than finding something dead, rotting, and filled with tiny animal grubs. And it was far worse than any drawing or diagram.
Oh, there are more. Ugh. You may have to kill another animal, Gan. Everything lives inside you, Terrans.
I had been told all my life that this was a good and necessary thing Flick and Terran did together. A kind of birth. I had believed it until now. I knew birth was painful and bloody no matter what. But this was something else, something worse. And I wasn't ready to see it. Maybe I never would be.
This one's still eating its egg case.
Oh.
Still attached to the blood vessel. Extricating it is going to be tricky.
That is the way the grubs are anchored and the way they feed. They take only blood until they are ready to emerge. Then they eat their stretched elastic egg cases. Then they eat their hosts.
One more, I think. Perhaps two.
The whole procedure was wrong. Alien.
A good family. And one of our native host animals, we would be happy to find one or two alive.
I wouldn't have thought anything about Tagatoi could seem alien to me. Before this, I mean.
Go outside, Gan. And empty your stomach. Go now, while the man is still unconscious. I don't need you to help me put him back together.
Thank you.
Gone! What happened? Is this the good gift there?
Yes.
And the Terran?
I'm a doctor.
Six young, maybe seven, all alive, at least one male.
Lomas, how is Lomas?
He's alive.
Dagot Gifte has been sick. When I called, I could hear her people telling her she wasn't well enough to go out, even for this. Finally found out more than you wanted to know, haven't you? Don't give me one of her looks. You're not her. You're just her property. Something smells. What did you do, puke?
Yes.
So now you know what you're in for.
Leave me alone.
How was it, really?
I killed an Akti. The young ate it.
You didn't run out of the house and puke because they ate an Akti.
I've never seen a person cut open before.
Oh. Did he say anything? Lomas, I mean.
He said to Gutgif.
If she'd done that to me, she'd be the last person I'd call for.
Yes, you would. Her sting would ease your pain without killing the grubs in you.
You think I'd care if they died? Shit. I've seen what they do. You think this thing with Lomas was bad. It was nothing. I saw them eat a man.
You're lying.
I saw them eat a man. It was when I was little.
That's when you started running away, isn't it?
Yeah. Stupid. Running inside the preserve. Running in a cage.
She wouldn't take you, Key. You don't have to worry.
She would, if anything happened to you.
No, she'd take Xuanhua. Hua wants it.
They don't take women.
They do sometimes. Actually, they prefer women. You should be around them when they talk among themselves. They say women have more body fat to protect the grubs. But they usually take men to leave the women free to bear their own young.
To provide for the next generation of host animals.
It's more than that.
If it were going to happen to me, I'd want to believe it was more, too.
It is more!
Did you think so while Tagatoi was picking worms out of Bram Lomas's guts?
It's not supposed to happen that way.
Sure it is. You weren't supposed to see it, that's all. And his Tlik was supposed to do it. She could sting him unconscious, and the operation wouldn't have been as painful. But she'd still open him up, pick out the grubs, and if she missed even one, it would poison him and eat him from the inside out. I'm sorry. Look, it probably won't be that bad with you. Tagatoi likes you. She'll be careful. Has she done it to you yet? I mean, you're about the right age for implantation. Has she...
I think I meant to kill him. If he hadn't been bigger and stronger, I think I would have.
You shouldn't have made me do that.
I got up and walked slowly toward the house. The back was dark. No one was in the kitchen. My mother and sister were sleeping in their bedrooms, or pretending to. Once I was in the kitchen, I could hear voices. Glick and Taryn, from the next room. I couldn't make out what they were saying. Didn't want to make it out. I sat down at my mother's table, waiting for quiet. The table was smooth and worn, heavy and well-crafted. My father had made it for my mother just before he died. I remembered hanging around underfoot when he built it. He didn't mind. Now I sat leaning on it, missing him. I could have talked to him. He had done it 3 times in his long life. 3 clutches of eggs, 3 times opened up and sewed up. How had he done it? How did anyone do it? I got up, took the rifle from its hiding place, and sat down again.
Don? That was bad. You should not have seen it. It need not be that way.
I know.
Tekotgiv. Chikotgiv now. She will die of her disease. She will not live to raise her children, but her sister will provide for them and for Bram Lomas.
He'll live then?
Yes.
I wonder if he would do it again. No one ever asks us. You never asked me.
What's the matter with your face?
Nothing. Nothing important.
Did you use that rifle to shoot the Akhti?
Yes.
And do you intend to use it to shoot me?
What does Terran blood taste like to you? What are you? What are we to you?
You know me as no other does. You must decide.
That's what happened to my face.
What?
Key goaded me into deciding to do something. It didn't turn out very well. I moved the gun slightly, brought the barrel up diagonally under my own chin. At least it was a decision I made.
As this will be.
Ask me, Getoy.
For the lives of my children?
I don't want to be a host animal. Not even yours.
We use almost no host animals these days. You know that.
You use us.
We do. We wait long years for you, and teach you, and join our families to yours. You know you aren't animals to us.
You forget that I live outside with you. I see the desperation in the way Tlik look at me. I see what you go through keeping them at bay. And I see you parceling out Terrans to the desperate, trading us for political gain.
But you also gain. Inside this preserve, you are an autonomous, independent people.
As long as we submit to being your pawns.
No. No.
And what about the time when you Tlik routinely broke up Terran families instead of joining them to yours? Before everyone had a stake in keeping the peace, how many Terran clans were wiped out in reprisal back during the assassinations?
Many Tlik also died.
Even now, what choice do Terrans have, penned up in this preserve? Don't think I don't know why my mother gave me to you.
We are friends of old. I introduced her to your father. I was born inside your father's body because we are family.
Because she would have to give one of her children to some Tlik and better you than a stranger. That's why. She's been outside too. She's seen. You think she'd give any of her children to any Tlik if she didn't have to?
Gan, would you really rather die than bear my young? Shall I go to Xuanhua?
Yes. She wants it. Let her have it. She didn't see Bram Lomas get torn open and...
All right. I'll sleep in Juan Hua's room tonight. And sometime tonight or in the morning, I'll tell her.
Wait, Gatoy.
These are adult things, Gan. This is my life, my family.
But she's... my sister.
I have done what you demanded. I have asked you.
But
Gatoy... It will be easier for Hua. She has always expected to carry other lives inside her.
Human lives. Human young. Who should someday drink at her breasts, not at her veins. Don't do it to her, Gatoy. Do it to me.
Then give me the weapon.
No.
It is the law.
Leave it for the family. One of them might use it to save my life someday.
Give it to me.
Leave it here. If we are not your animals, if these are adult things, accept the risk. There is risk, Gatoy, in dealing with a partner.
Please put it away. I will implant the first eggs tonight. Do you hear, Gan?
I hear.
Now!
I let her push me out of the kitchen and walked ahead of her toward my bedroom. The sudden urgency in her voice sounded real.
You would have done it to Hua tonight?
I must do it to someone tonight.
I knew what to do, what to expect. I had been told all my life. In bed with the Gatoy, I felt the familiar sting, narcotic, mildly pleasant. Then the blind probing of her ovipositor. The puncture was painless, easy. So easy going in. She undulated slowly against me, her muscles forcing the egg from her body into mine.
Do you care? Do you care that it's me?
You were the one making the choices tonight. I made mine long ago.
Would you have gone to Hua?
Yes. How could I put my children into the care of one who hates them?
It wasn't hate.
I know what it was.
I was afraid. I still am.
But you came to me. To save Hua.
Yes. And to keep you for myself. I don't know why, but that's how it is.
I couldn't believe I had made such a mistake with you. I chose you. I believed you had grown to choose me.
I had, but...
Lomas.
Yes.
I've never known a Terran to see a birth and take it well. Key has seen one, hasn't he?
Yes.
Terrans should be protected from seeing...
Not protected. Shown. Shown when we're young kids, and shown more than once. Gatoy, no Terran ever sees a birth that goes right. All we see is Intlik. Pain and terror and maybe death.
It is a private thing. It has always been a private thing.
Her tone kept me from insisting. That and knowing that if she changed her mind, I might be the first public example. But I had planted the thought in her mind. Chances were it would grow, and eventually she would experiment.
You won't see it again. I don't want you thinking any more about shooting me.
I wouldn't have shot you. Not you.
Would you have destroyed yourself?
I could have done that. I nearly did. That's Key's way out. I wonder if he knows.
Knows what? You will live now?
Yes. Take care of her, my mother said. Yes.
I'm healthy and young. I won't leave you as Lomas was left, alone in Tlik. I'll take care of you.
I know. And I'll take care of you.
You have been listening to Bloodchild by Octavia Estelle Butler. In the cast, you heard Dylan Cussman as Gon, Christina Pickles as Lynn, John Coppola as Key, Anne-Marie Lee as How, and Lynn Thigpen as Tikatoy. The story was dramatized for audio, produced, and directed by Yuri Rosovsky. Monique Riemond was Foley Walker, and Warren Dewey was our excellent engineer.